The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 2, text number 69. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on May 12th, 2013, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yanisha Sarva Bhutanam
Yanisha Sarva Bhutanam
Tasyam Jagarti Samyami
Yasyam Jagrati Bhutani
Sanisha Pashyato Mune Yanisha Sarva Bhutanam
Yanisha Sarva Bhutanam
Tasyam Jagrati Samyami
Yasyam Jagrati
Bhutani
Yasyam Jagrati Bhutani
Sanisha Pashyato Mune Translation and Purport by Srila Prabhupada. What is night for all beings is the time of awakening for the self-controlled, and the time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective sage. Purport. There are two classes of intelligent men. One is intelligent in material activities for sense gratification, and the other is introspective and awake to the cultivation of self-realization. Activities of the introspective sage or thoughtful man are night for persons materially absorbed. Materialistic persons remain asleep in such a night due to their ignorance of self-realization. The introspective sage remains alert in the night of the materialistic men. The sage feels transcendental pleasure in the gradual advancement of spiritual culture, whereas the man in materialistic activities, being asleep to self-realization, dreams of varieties of sense pleasure, feeling sometimes happy and sometimes distressed in his sleeping condition. The introspective man is always indifferent to materialistic happiness and distress. He goes on with his self-realization activities, undisturbed by material reactions. So, what is Krishna talking about here? What is night for all beings is a time of awakening for the self-controlled. Of course, it means literally the time of the day in one sense.
Iš vienos pusės, tai kalbama apie dienos laiką.
Devotees get up early in the morning when everybody else is asleep.
Atsidavusiai keliasi anksti ryte, kai kiti dar miega.
Devotees get up no later than 4 a.m.
Atsidavusiai keliasi ne vėliau kaip ketvirtą.
So they can chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna and study the scriptures.
Kad jie galėtų kartoti Hare Krishna mantras ir juoti šventrušius.
The materialists think that's an ungodly time to get up, 4 o'clock in the morning. Ungodly time.
Materialistas galvoja, čia kažkoks bedieviškai ankstus laikas taip keltis.
But actually, 4 o'clock is the godly time.
Bet iš tikrųjų, ketvirtą valandą keltis kaip tik bedieviškas laikas.
And then it is also stated here, the time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective sage. What does that mean?
Ir taip pat pasakyta, kad kai visas būtybės prabunda, tai tuomet ateina naktis įsigilinusiam į save išminčiui. Ką tai gali reikšti?
What time do the karmis really wake up? After night, and when they go to the nightclub at night. You see, that's when they really wake up. They drag themselves to their job during the day, just drag themselves somehow through it. And then when night comes, they go for getting drunk and dancing and all kinds of sense gratification. Now they really wake up and they're really enlivened. So that's one way of understanding this verse. Another way is, in a broader sense, all of the activities of a Krishna conscious person are considered darkness for a materialist.
Bet kita prasme ta, kad visa veikla, kurią atlieka žmogus, kuris turi Krishna sąmonę, materialistui atrodo kaip beprasmė.
They think the Hare Krishna people are crazy.
Jie galvoja, kad Hare Krishna žmonės
kvaili. No illicit sex?
Neturi jokių palaidų lytinių
santykių. No meat eating?
Mėsos nevalgo.
No intoxication and no gambling? These are the necessities of life. These Hare Krishna people are brainwashed zombies. They can't imagine a life without these things, you see. But from our side, it's just the opposite. We see their life as a life of darkness. So who's actually crazy then? Are the Hare Krishna people crazy or are the karmic people crazy? Who's actually crazy? They say that we're crazy. And we say that they're crazy. So how will we settle this up to decide who is really crazy? We have to use some logic and some reasoning power to understand who is actually crazy. What is the ultimate goal of life? The ultimate goal is to be happy. Anandamayo vyasa. The constitutional position is to always enjoy life, you see. So this is how we can decide who's crazy and who's not crazy. Which path actually leads to true happiness? The path of Krishna consciousness or the path of material sense gratification? It appears in the beginning that the path of sense enjoyment is very good. If you want to smoke something, you smoke it. If you want to drink something, you drink it. If you want to have sex with something, you just go ahead and do it. It appears to be a very enjoyable life. But there's one difficulty. And that is, it's not really us. We're not these bodies. So one who bases his happiness on sense gratification is basing his happiness on a false premise. It's something like building your house on quicksand. It may appear to be a very nice house. But when you get in the house, it starts sinking into the ground. Actually, that recently happened in Florida. Somebody's house was built on top of a sinkhole. It's called a sinkhole. Yeah. There's certain types of... in Florida, there's many places where there's certain types of soil, and there's... the water, sometimes the earth will just go it'll sink. And the earth will just, part of the soil, the part of the earth will just sink down into the earth. It's called a sinkhole. So one man was sleeping in his bedroom. And there was a sinkhole right under his bed. And his bed just went down into the earth. And his brother tried to save him. And he went so far down into the earth he couldn't save him. The brother was sucked into the earth, right in his sleeping in his bedroom. So material life is like living on top of a sinkhole.
Taigi, materialus gyvenimas, tai kaip gyventi virš smegduobės.
And that sinkhole is called death.
Bet ta smegduobė yra mirtis.
You may think you're enjoying very nicely now, you see. Yeah, I got money, I got a guitar, I got a sports car, I got a beautiful girlfriend, yeah, I'm enjoying, man. But then, the sinkhole of death comes and everything is finished. And now you're because of your karma, you have to become an animal in your next life. So where is your happiness now? You're enjoying sex life with no restriction, and now you become a monkey. That is your karma. The monkeys, they have sex with no restriction. One male monkey, he can keep many girlfriends for sex. So one who has unrestricted sex pleasure, he becomes a monkey in his next life. So in this way, this material sense enjoyment is not a very good thing. It means you go down to the animal kingdom in your next birth. Where you have to suffer like anything. So therefore, the Krishna conscious person, he uses good intelligence to analyze the reality. To analyze the reality that this material life is temporary. It's like a house built on a sinkhole. So therefore, I should use this life to see how I can become liberated from death. That is actual intelligence. How to utilize this human form to become liberated from death. Some say, well, that's not possible. You just have to accept it. You're going to die, and so enjoy while you can. So, they are called atheists. They say there's nothing after death. But what's their proof? Can they prove it? Can they prove there's nothing after death? No, they have no proof. Simply on faith. You see, atheism is a faith. I have a faith that there's nothing after death. So they're very proud of being big, big intellectuals. But actually, they're simply followers of blind faith. That there is nothing after death. If you study the laws of motion, Newton's laws of motion, if something is in motion, it tends to stay in motion, you see. So, according to Newton's law of motion, life after death is more scientific than the idea of no life after death. Because the self within the body is moving from this situation to that situation. Day by day, is moving through so many situations. He has momentum. So it's more logical to consider that just as he is changing bodies throughout his lifetime, the time of death will simply be another change of body, that's all. What am I talking about? Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text 13.
Bhagavad Gita.
Dehi no smenyata dehe kumarang jovanam jara tata dehantara praptir diras tatra namuhyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body, from boyhood to youth to old age. The soul similarly passes into another body at the time of death. The self-realized souls are not bewildered by such a change.
Kaip įkūnytoji siela dar šitame gyvenime keliauja iš kūdikio kūno į jaunuolio, iš jaunuolio į senio, taip ir pamirties jinai perės į kitą kūną. Šitoks kitimas išminčiaus neklaidina.
At every moment we are changing bodies.
Kiekvieną akimirką mes keičiam savo kūną.
You may say, what are you talking about?
Galite paklausti, apie ką aš kalbu.
But here's what I'm talking about.
Štai apie ką.
The body you have now
kūnas, kurį dabar turit,
is not the same body you had 20 minutes ago. You may say, what? How can you say that? I'll explain to you. At every moment, the old blood corpuscles are dying, and new blood corpuscles are taking their place. There is a constant flux of chemicals happening in what's called your body. With every inhalation, you're taking in new chemicals. With every exhalation, you're giving out old chemicals. With every time you eat, you're taking in and drink water, you're taking in new chemicals. Every time you go to the toilet, you're giving up old chemicals. So the cells, the molecules, the atoms in your body are constantly changing. What you have now is not the same set of cells, molecules, and atoms you had 20 minutes ago.
Taigi, prieš 20 minučių jūs turėjot visai kitą chemikalų rinkinį savo kūnį.
But there is a constant factor, and that is called the self.
Bet yra toks pastovus faktorius, kuris vadinamas aš.
The Atma.
Arba siela.
That is the passenger within the car of the body.
Tai yra keleivis, kuris važiuoja kūno automobilyje.
Even though the body is changing,
nors kūnas keičiasi,
the self remains the same. Therefore, you can remember things you did when you were a little kid. You can remember things you did last year. You can remember things you did yesterday. Although the body is different. So just as the self remains the same, but the body is constantly changing, that same principle continues at the time of death.
Taigi, kaip tas aš išlieka tas pas, nors mūsų kūnas keičiasi, taip ir po mirties, tas pas principas.
The soul simply passes into another body, that's all.
Siela tiesiog perina kitą kūną.
He's constantly changing bodies.
Jisai taip nuolat keičia kūnus.
Since time immemorial, he's been constantly changing bodies.
Nuo netmenamų laikų jisai keičia kūnus.
And in death, you just switch bodies again, that's all.
Taigi, mirties akimirka, vėl vienas kūnas.
According to your karma.
Pagal karma.
If you live a godly life, you get a godly body. If you live a demoniac life, you get an animal body. So right now, at the present moment, we are creating our next body. So if one understands these principles and focuses his life on awakening that loving relationship with the Supreme.
Ir koncentruoja savo gyvenimą, kad pažadinti meilę santykius su aukščiausiu.
Then he will not take another material body at the time of death.
Po mirties jisai negaus kito materialaus kūno.
At the time of leaving this material body, he will get a permanent, he or she will get a permanent, ever youthful, undying spiritual body.
Jis ar jie mirdamas gaus dvasinį, nemirštantį ir nesensantį kūną.
The Hare Krishna movement is an educational institution.
Mūsų Hare Krishna judėjimas tai kaip išsilavinimo įstaiga.
To teach you how to live your life in such a way that you get an eternal body when you leave this particular body you're in now.
Mokinant tų dėsnių, pagal kuriuos gyvenant, galima gauti mirties akimirką dvasinį kūną.
This is not a religious cult.
Tai nėra religinis kultas.
This is an educational institution.
Tai yra išsilavinimo įstaiga.
To train you in the science of self-realization.
Mokinantis savęs pažinimo mokslo.
How to realize the spiritual nature of the self.
Kaip suvokti savo dvasinį prigimtį?
In relationship with the Supreme Self, the source of all existence.
Ir kaip atkurti ryšį su aukščiausiu visos egzistencijos šaltiniu?
This science is perfectly described by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita.
Ir Bhagavad Gita šitas mokslas yra tobulai apibūdintas
viešpaties. And perfectly explained for, in a way relevant to the modern age by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj
Prabhupada.
We invite all of you to carefully read the books of Srila Prabhupada and to follow these teachings. Because if you do so, you will not take birth again in this material world. We don't claim that this is instant nirvana. You will feel great relief when you begin this pathway. But still there are learning experiences, trials and ordeals that one has to go through in the pathway to perfection. It's like if you want to get a college degree. Don't you have to go through various tests to prove your academic excellence? So there are also tests on this pathway. Sometimes we face ordeals and difficulties. We shouldn't be discouraged by them. We should see that Krishna is testing us. And every time you pass a test, you move to a higher level of Krishna consciousness. And you go higher, 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 and finally you achieve perfection. So never be discouraged by the test. Just imagine if you were a university student. You said, oh, it's so nice being a university student. But then you go for the first test. You say, this is horrible, this is anxiety. I'm just going to drop out of the university. Wouldn't that be foolish? Tests are part of the educational process. So sometimes we face tests in Krishna consciousness also. One should not be discouraged. One should take, oh, here is an opportunity that now I can advance to a higher level of Krishna consciousness. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Dabar paklausiu, kokių turit klausimų. Pakelkit ranką, kas turit, ir gali klausti, atsiųsti mikrofoną.
The written questions are preferred, yes. Pass the written. Written questions get the first priority.
Kiek yra tiesos žodžiuose, kad šventa moteris nesukelia geismo vyro širdyje?
Okay, here's the question. How much truth is there in the word that saintly woman does not induce lusty desire in man's heart? There's a ton of truth in that. Of course, a demoniac man can be lusty by seeing any woman. Someone who is a demon, you know, I mean, the demons saw Mohini Murti, who was Krishna himself, and they were very lusty. But it's a fact that a saintly woman does not act in such a way to make and thus induce lust in the hearts of men. Nowadays in India, there's a big protest against some rape that happened. There's a huge protest. And we also are very much disturbed by this rape. But at the same time, I noticed, so when I first went to India 20 years ago, all the girls wore saris.
20 years before?
20 years ago. Well, actually, 30, what year is it? 1980, what's that, 30, 33 years ago, yeah. When I first went to India 30 years ago, I saw all the girls were wearing saris. But now they're wearing tight pants. And they complain, why are we being raped? They should understand that, you know, if I dress in a more chaste way, then that will help to curb down rape.
Reikia suprasti, kad kuo yra skaisčiau rengiamasi, tuo mažesnis išprovokavimas.
They want to show off their hips and everything with tight blue jeans, and then they wonder why they're being raped. You see, doesn't make any sense.
Taigi, jeigu dėvime tokie rūbai, tai automatiškai ir neturėtų kilti klausimas, kodėl išprovokavimai auga.
So the fact is, if a woman, a saintly woman, dresses in a very chaste way, she behaves in a chaste way. And that does help to curb down the tendency of lust in men's hearts. That's a thing.
Taigi, taip pat yra faktas, kad jeigu moteris elgiasi skaičiau ir rengiasi skaičiau, tai sumažins vyrų geismą.
So in our Krishna consciousness movement, we very much appreciate our women.
Taigi, Krishna sąmonės judėjime mes labai stipriai vertiname moteris.
Because they practice chastity. They don't try to show off their bodily parts, you see.
Todėl, kad jos praktikuoja skaistumą, jos nerodo savo kūno dalių.
They try to act in such a way to create a cool, calm Krishna conscious atmosphere. We very much love our women as movement.
Ir jos veikia tokiu būdu, kad sukurti Krishna sąmonės atmosferą.
We respect them very much for this. Therefore we call them mothers. We worship them as our mothers.
Dėl to į moteris mes garbingai kreipiamės kaip į mamą.
We call them Mataji.
Dėl to jas vadinam Mataji.
Which means beloved mother.
Tai reiškia mylima mama.
Any other question?
Klausimų?
Okay, another one. Okay.
Ar yra kažkokios universalios transcendencijos dėsniai, kurios priema visų rūšių transcendentalistai? Ir kokia yra rizika remtis akademinių mokslininkų raštais, perteikiant juos per Krišno sąmonės prizmę, kuomet mes pamokslaujam akademiniam pasaulyje?
Oh, this is a long one. Are there any universal laws of transcendence regarding guru-disciple relationship and initiation symbolism which are common amongst all kinds of transcendentalists? Actually, this idea of guru-disciple is there in Christianity also. There was Jesus and the 12 disciples.
Jesus turėjo 12 mokinių.
And the idea of giving up everything to serve your guru was also there.
Ir ta idėja, kad atmesti viską ir tarnauti savo mokytojui, buvo tame.
In the Bible we read that one man, he came wanting to become a disciple of Jesus.
Mes skaitom Biblijoje, kad vienas vyras atėjo pas Jėzų norėdamas tapti
mokiniu. And he said, but first I'd like to go bury my dead relative.
Bet jisai sakė, prieš tai aš noriu palaidoti savo mirusius tėvus.
And Christ said, let the dead bury the dead. So this idea of surrendering to your spiritual master is there in Christianity as well. It's a universal principle. What is the risk of relying on the writings of renowned academic scholars who may have tendencies towards Mayavad? The risk is you completely lose your Krishna consciousness.
Antras klausimas, tai rizika ta, kad jis gali prarasti savo Krishna sąmonę.
By conveying their arguments through Krishna conscious concepts while we preach in an academic community. Yeah, it's very dangerous. Lord Chaitanya warned against this.
Viešpats Chaitanya mus įspėjo.
Renowned academic scholars are extremely dangerous. They are described by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, mayaya paritta jnana. Their knowledge is stolen by illusion.
Taigi, Bhagavad Gita jie apibūdinami kaip tie, kurių intelektas yra pagrobtas.
I have personal experience. I took a Sanskrit course
Aš pas tai patyrėjau, aš studijavau sanskritą.
From a renowned PhD in Sanskrit.
Iš vieno mokslo daktaro, kuris buvo...
And we were taught that the Vedas were mythology, and not factual history.
Jis teigia, kad Vedas yra mitologija, o ne istorija.
But the very word Purana means history.
Bet pažodis Purana reiškia istorija.
And these rascals, they say mythology?
O jie sako mitologija.
So in this way, we don't hear these from these scholars. We hear from the acharyas. We don't hear from the scholars. PhD means plow driver.
PhD reiškia plow.
Like the tilling the soil with the plow. Plow driver, yeah. The better the PhDs go out and do some farming work to grow some food. So-called PhDs. Let them do some farming work. Put them out on the farm and let them till the soil. We need some more food in the world. They're spoiling the world by their so-called academic research, which is simply based on mental speculation. They're very proud of being so-called open-minded intellectuals. But they're not actually open-minded. They have a prejudice against the Vedic scriptures. They assume, on the basis of mere speculation, that the Vedas are mythology. They assume that God is impersonal. But this word assume, it has a very special meaning. Assume. A-S-S-U-M-E. Assume can be broken into three things. It's A-S-S-U-M-E. Ass, you, me. If you assume, then you make an ass out of you and me.
You see?
So these academic scholars, they are asses. Eshel. And if we follow them, we are also eshel. So in this way, don't follow these academic scholars. You follow Prabhupada. You
see?
Don't even bother reading their books. It's just a waste of time. They will confuse and bewilder you with their speculation. Sometimes our devotees go for PhD degrees.
And
they become polluted. They become polluted by associating with these academics. And they come back and tell us that Prabhupada was sectarian. One of my godbrothers, he went for a PhD, and after getting a PhD, he said, Prabhupada is sectarian. But that's completely false principle. Prabhupada is not promoting a sect. Prabhupada is teaching the pure essence of religion, which is universally applicable, whether one is a Hindu, a Christian, a Sikh, a Jain, a Muslim, whatever they may be. It's a universal principle. But this God brother, he said, oh, Prabhupada is sectarian. Because this is what the academic scholars told him. You see. So these academics should be avoided. They will pollute our brains. We should simply have full faith in Prabhupada's books. Next question. Okay. Oh, very good. It is said that in Kali Yuga, all yajnas can't be performed because there are no qualified brahmanas. Only Sankirtan Yajna is recommended, but in ISKCON we perform initiation and wedding yajnas. So how to understand that?
Kali Yuga yra kaip ir užgauštos visos jagės, išskyrus Sankirtan jagę atlikti. Bet mes jis kontekstus atlikam iniciacijos jagę, jungtuvių jagę. Tai kaip suprasti tai?
Prabhupada has taught us everything. He's the one who said no yogi except Sankirtan yogi. From Prabhupada we learned that. And Prabhupada also had yogis for initiations and wedding. So if Prabhupada is right on the only yogi is Sankirtan yogi, if he's correct on that point, which we accept. Because he's a pure devotee of Krishna, then he also must be right in arranging for wedding and initiation
yagyas.
So these yagyas are done as part of the Sankirtan yagya. What do we do at the end of each one of those yagyas? We have Sankirtan. We chant Hare Krishna and dance around the yagya fire. So we are not, don't be over intelligent. Just be like a little duck following the mother duck. A little duckling following the mother duck. Don't try to be, you know, Mr. Big Intelligent Pundit. Devotees, I've seen devotees who did that. One devotee who did that, he went outside ISKCON hearing this, reading that, and he wrote Prabhupada a letter and said, please bless me, I can find a bona fide guru.
Aš, pavyzdžiui, mačiau vienas atsidavęs tiek daug visko prisiskaitė, prisiklausė, kad parašė šitą Prabhupadą į laišką, paprašė palaiminimų, kad padėtų šitą Prabhupadą surasti jam tyrą atsidavusį mokytą.
Don't become a snake.
Ne tak, kaip ir gyvatė.
Just accept whatever Prabhupada is the pure devotee and whatever he teaches us to do, that is perfect.
Priimkite tyrą atsidavusį šitą Prabhupadą pamokymus.
That's how this movement started.
Taip šitas judėjimas ir prasidėjo.
We didn't know anything. Devotees only know Swamiji. We had, in the beginning there was no books even. They just knew Swamiji. We just do what Swamiji says. So if you just follow Prabhupada, then you'll be in good shape. So therefore we accept some wedding yoga and initiation yoga as part of the Sankirtan yoga.
Ir vestuvių jagija kaip dalis Sankirtanos.
Next question.
Tas klausimas.
Yra sakoma, kad Hare Krishna mantra reikia kartoti tik dėl savo dvasinės pažangos. Viduriai. Ar galima mokyti klausti klausimus dėl kitų dvasinės pažangos, ar melstis už juos?
It is said that we have to chant for our own benefit. Is it proper to ask Guru a question for other devotees' benefit? Yes.
Taip.
And is it proper to pray for them? It depends on how you pray. Actually, by chanting Hare Krishna, we're already praying for the whole world. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra, we are praying for the deliverance of all living entities from this material existence. So it's very highly proper prayer. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Does that answer your question?
Okay.
All right, next question. Okay.
Aš noriu paklausti, o kaip žinot, ar tu išlaikai testą, kurį to Krishna pasiuntė ar ne?
If Krishna sometimes send some test, how to know if I passed it or no?
If you're still blissful,
jeigu esi vis dar palaimingas,
then you pass the test. If you lose all your enthusiasm, you stop chanting your rounds, and you get frustrated, and you just go bury your head in your pillow and cry, then you didn't pass the test.
Jeigu tu pradėjai entuziazmą, nustoji kartuoti savo ratus ir nugretai jį ant žemės ir pradėjai verkti, reiškia, testą neperėjai.
Aš tai šakį.
Norėčiau paklausti, kaip atpažinti savyje, kada yra sąlyginai dvasinė ramybė, o kada abejingumas?
Kaip abejingumas, aišku.
Du.
Du. Difference.
Du.
How to know? If I am just spiritually shanti inside me, or it is
spiritually what?
Spiritually calm.
Calm.
Or it is like something like laziness or in indifference.
Hmm.
How to distinguish?
Yeah. How do I know if I'm just being apathetic and or I'm actually probably situated in transcendental bliss. This reminds me one time that I was chastised by my GBC. The devotees were in the Dallas temple, were in the midst of a very intense marathon, collect Lakshmi.
Buvo Dalose maratonas ir atsidavusi rinko aukas.
And I was visiting. I had a little preaching center up in Oklahoma, and I came down to visit. And I was sitting there with the GBC, Tamal Krishna Goswami, enjoying lunch. And the Sankirtan leader came in to talk with him for a minute. He was like completely, you know, so much anxiety trying to manage all the devotees and this and that. He had his beeper and this. He was in great stress trying to manage all this marathon that was going on.
And
I was sitting there all like, you know, cool-headed and blissful and enjoying the prasadam, you know. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj told me in a very sarcastic way, he said, everybody else is disturbed, but you are equipoised.
Equipoised?
Equipoised, you know what I mean? You are calm. Yeah. Everybody else is disturbed, but you are sitting there very calmly. He wasn't glorifying me, he was chastising me. I was chastised for being calm. When everybody else was in a state of disturbance, working hard for the marathon. So I remember that was a very poignant lesson. One should actually be very much intense in the Sankirtan Yajna, how we can save the fallen souls of this planet. Not that I don't give a damn, let me just be happy in Krishna consciousness. That's the mood of a Bhajananandi, just one who wants to enjoy Krishna consciousness for himself. Prabhupada doesn't like Bhajananandis. He wants Goshtianandis. Those who are dedicated to make the whole world Krishna conscious. I'll give you another example. One devotee recently, his name was, Rai Nitai Prabhu. He was out distributing books. And he ran out of books, so he came to our temple to buy a case of books. And he said, you know, at the end of the day, when I've been distributing all day and it's time to go take prasadam and take rest, I feel guilty because there's so many people that don't have the books yet. So that to feel disturbed that people are lacking Krishna consciousness, that is a much higher platform. I remember in my own dealings with Prabhupada, the Vishnu Jana Swami had opened a small preaching center in Austin, Texas. And Prabhupada had told me in my initiation letter, make our Austin center a grand success. Vishnu Jana Swami had been ordered to open 10 temples. So he left Austin and he went down to San Antonio, 80 miles away, to open another temple. And one of the new boys, Sri Galim Das Brahmachari, he became the temple president. So one day Sri Galim Prabhu, he said, we're going to close the temple and just go traveling and preaching. I was thinking, well, how can I do that? Prabhupada ordered me, make our Austin Center a grand success, and now the temple president says we're going to close the temple. How can I serve Prabhupada's order now? I was so disturbed that I wrote Prabhupada a letter. I said, Srila Prabhupada, these people in Austin desperately need Krishna consciousness. And the temple president wants to close the temple. So I said, Prabhupada, I'm willing to stay here and take charge of this temple if necessary to keep it open. And Prabhupada was so pleased with me. And he chastised the temple president. The temple president wasn't very happy with me. But Prabhupada was very, very happy with me. And I felt really, really good. Because I couldn't tolerate the idea of leaving these people in a distressful condition without Krishna consciousness in Austin. So this is the mood of a devotee. He can't feel fully happy until the whole world is Krishna conscious. He can't tolerate to see one person who is not Krishna conscious on this planet. Therefore, he distributes books, he goes on Harinam, he does whatever he can, he gives donations to the temple, he does whatever he can to help this movement to take over the world as soon as possible. You may say, but I thought this was going to be blissful. And now I have to be in anxiety about the fallen conditioned souls. But you know what? Lord Chaitanya is in anxiety about the fallen conditioned souls. He's feeling great anguish and pain in his heart because of the fallen conditioned souls. So if you are willing to help, if you're willing to take some of Lord Chaitanya's anxiety upon your shoulders, then you are relieving Lord Chaitanya of some portion of his anxiety. What do you think Lord Chaitanya will do if you take part of his anxiety upon your shoulders? He will shower his mercy upon you like torrents of rain in the monsoon season of India. And you will taste the sweetest transcendental ecstasy at every minute. So give up your so-called happiness in the mode of goodness. Embrace the anxiety of Sankirtan Yajna. And your bliss will multiply 10 billion times. You will taste genuine transcendental ecstasy. This is my request to you, Ashtashaki Devi Dasi. Okay, next question.
Kitas klausimas?
All right, very good. A written question. Okay, good. All right.
My question is related to the morning of lecture, and it is, how can we develop true and real humility?
How can we develop real, deep, and true humbleness, humility?
Kaip išsiugdyti tikrą, gilų nuolankumą?
It's very simple, Prabhu.
Labai paprasta, Prabhu.
Tanadapi sanichena, tarorapi sahishnana, amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Lord Chaitanya says, offer all respect to others without expecting any respect for yourself. If you will do that, you'll develop genuine humility. Even if they spit in your face, you'll respect them. It's not always easy, but it's the most rewarding thing that one can ever do. It's called the fast track back to home, back to Godhead. To worship all the devotees, even the ones who abused you, never see an abuser as an abuser. See the abuser as simply the DHL man for your own past abuses you committed upon others.
And
this way you can practice genuine humility and taste the sweetest nectar from chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, any other questions? Yes,
Rangus mokyto, kaip visada ir visur pasikliauti Krishna ir atsisakyti iš didumo? Ir kaip nebijoti būti suvalgyti materialos pasaulyje?
Dear spiritual master, how always I can how I can always trust Krishna?
Trust
Krishna, not become proud, and not to be afraid that materialist people and material world will eat me.
Actually, they are trying to eat you. So you have to be street smart. The cheaters are out there everywhere trying to abuse us. So you have to see everything as the property of Krishna. And be careful not to be cheated. This world is a society of the cheaters and the cheated. We don't want to let them steal away what is the property of
Krishna.
So how do you trust Krishna? You have to understand that Krishna has no benefit from, he already owns everything. Everything is already his property, so how he could, there's no question of him trying to exploit and use, because everything, he doesn't have to steal anything, because everything is his property already. You really have to just carefully meditate upon Krishna's words in the Bhagavad Gita 5:29. Suhridam sarvabhutanam, I'm the best friend of all living beings. You should study the scriptures and see how it is that Krishna is indeed the best friend. If you study Krishna carefully, you'll see he's the most amazing, trustworthy person in all of existence. He states in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Sarvasya chaham hridishanavishto Mataksmatir Gyanam Apohanam Cha. He says, I am seated in the heart of all living beings. And from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Krishna facilitates you, whatever you want. He's so kind. If you want to forget him, he'll give you so many arguments how you can become an atheist. If you want to remember him, he'll give you a bona fide spiritual master. He'll give you a Krishna conscious husband. Whatever, according to your desire, he'll facilitate you. So you have to see, this is the most loving, kind person in all of existence. Love itself exists because Krishna is kind. If you still have doubts, then just put your faith in Krishna. Gamble on Krishna. Say, okay, Krishna, I'm going to completely surrender to you and then see what happens. If you fully surrender to Krishna, then Krishna will fully give himself to you also. Krishna will become your personal property, just like he's the property of Mother Yashoda. Krishna will reciprocate with you according to your degree of surrender to him. So the more you surrender, the more you will feel his loving reciprocation, and the more you will feel you'll have trust in him. Does that answer your question?
Okay.
Next question. All right, this gentleman back here. Mm-hmm.
Aš norėčiau paklausti, kaip išlaikyti dvasinius įspūdžius, kuo giliau, kad galima būtų juos panaudoti materialiam gyvenime. Nu, kaip, pavyzdžiui, po gero bendravimo su baktu arba po geros paskaitos, kaip pritaikyti tą gyvenime ir ilgiau išlaikyti tą jausmą. Kada jau nėra aplinkui nei bakto, niekur negali kreiptis, niekas tau gali, negali padėti, tiesiog lieki vienas su savim ir kartais net mahamantra nepadeda.
When I am associating with devotees, I get this feelings and this mood, but how to keep that when I am alone?
Yes. The way to keep the feeling of the ecstasy of bhakti when you're alone is to do this.
Išlaikyti šitą bhakti džiaugsmą, kada esi vienas, yra taip.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
But if Mahamantra is not helping,
that means you're not chanting properly. You're not fixing your mind on the mantra. You have to dive deep into the mantra. Just like if you want to take bath in the river. And you only put your toes in the water, you will not get the bath, you see.
Toes?
You only put your toes of your feet. If you simply swish your toes in the water, you will not get your bath in the river. So if you're chanting and you're not getting the ecstasy, it means you're just swishing your toes. You're not jumping in. But if you will jump in to the ocean of Hare Krishna mantra and dive deep, then you will feel the ecstasy.
How to destroy these demons who is not allowing to concentrate on the mantra?
Chant early in the morning, the demon gets up late.
Mm-hmm.
Next question.
Tas klausimas.
Okay, Ashtasaki, your turn again.
Man būtų toks klausimas, kaip įveikti nuovargio? Nes dėl nuovargio suprastėja, ta prasme, kokybė bendravimo su žmonėmis, nes savybės nukenčia, ta prasme, kantrybės nėra, būna, kad prasiveržia negeri dalykai. Nu, kaip nugalėti įveikti nuovargį, iš tikrųjų. Tai atsiliepia negi ir neužtenka jėgų dvasiniai praktikai, iš tikrųjų.
How to be not tired because it is affecting my spiritual life and my relationship. How not to be tired?
How not to be tired? Take more rest.
Daugiau policijai.
Next question. Okay.
Ar kaliuga pasireiškia ir rojinėse planetose, ir pragaro planetose, ir ar Satya Yuga taip pat ir pragaro planetose pasireiškia, ir kaip tai atrodo?
Does Satya Yuga and Kali Yuga have some effect in the heavenly planets and the, in the hellish planets?
So the yuga is also the yuga is manifested elsewhere besides the earth planet. That's what you're asking. If you go high enough, not in the higher planets, the kali yuga is not going to be going on. And if you can take shelter of these wonderful teachings of Prabhupada, Kali Yuga will also not be happening within your heart. You will not be living in the Kali Yuga either.
Ir jeigu priimsi prieglobstį šitų šios Prabhupados pamokymų, Kali Yuga ir tau neturės jokios įtakos.
By taking these instructions of Prabhupada as your life and soul, you'll be situated in a higher position even than the denizens of the heavenly planets.
Priimdama šitos pamokymus kaip savo gyvenimą ir sielą, tu įsitvirtinsi aukštesnėje padėtyje netgi negu pusdėviai rojinėse planetose.
You'll be living in the spiritual sky.
Tada iš karto gyvensi dvasiniam pasaulyje.
Next question. You, Hari Balananda.
Kiekvienam krikščioniui aš jau kas sako, kad įmanomas ir rūjus žemė, atei tikrai, ar čia jie tik simuoja?
Some Christian people are saying that it is possible to make heaven in this planet.
Yes, if they'll chant Hare Krishna, sure.
Taip, jeigu jie kartos Hare Krishna, tikrai taip.
But not if you eat meat.
Bet ne, jeigu jie valgys mėsą.
As long as we kill the cows, this man will remain in hell. But if they will close the slaughterhouses and close the abortion clinics and chant the holy names, chant the name of Jesus, or chant the name of Christ, or chant the name of Krishna, this will become heaven, as a thing. So what's the normal schedule? What time is the lecture usually
in? It's very flexible.
It's very flexible. So one last question from Yadavi.
Apgaudinėjo net patį save, kaip atpažinti tą apgaulę savienas, kuri atrodo labai panaši tiesa galbūt.
Conditional souls has a tendency to cheat, and usually we cheat ourselves also. How to recognize this tendency in myself, to cheat myself?
How can I recognize my own cheating tendency and avoid cheating myself? Cheating tendency means I think I can be happy without surrendering to Krishna.
Sukčiavimo tendencija reiškia, kad aš galvoju, kad galiu būti laimingas neatsiduodamas Krishnai.
So I simply have to always remind myself that there's no happiness at all in this material existence. My only happiness is to surrender to Krishna. In this way you can protect yourself from cheating yourself. Okay, so we're going to stop here. And this is my second to the last lecture. There'll be another one tomorrow at the airport. Although we might postpone our trip because Vishnupriya Devi is sick. We might end up staying another day, I don't know. A day or two, it's possible. We have to see how she feels at the end of the day. We hope she feels better than she feels. We don't want her to be sick so you all can get more classes. But our plan as of right now is that tomorrow morning we'll be going to the Vilnius to the airport. We usually have another Bhagavatam class at the airport while we're waiting for the plane to take off. But most of you I know won't be able to come, so I just wanted to thank you all very much. Achi Labai. Especially your community president, Kedarnath Prabhu. I wanted to Achi Labai. Thank you very much. For so nicely welcoming us with such love. Actually, Kedarnath Prabhu has captured me by his love. I was always thinking this, our schedule is too tight, we cannot come to this Baltic festival. By his loving invitation and repeatedly just pouring it on thick and heavy, I finally surrendered. They come to the Baltic Festival. So we will be coming back for the Baltic Festival. And but actually you all are very dear to our hearts. So we don't really feel that we're leaving Lithuania. We feel that we're carrying all of you within our hearts. And we're very eagerly awaiting our return. Actually, by this Hare Krishna chanting, we are all packed up tightly together. There's really no separation. We're all residents of the lotus feet of Prabhupada. Somebody asks you, where do you live? You say, I live at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. That's my home. So actually, we're all living together at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. That is our home. So in this way, we're never separated. We're always together trying to serve our beloved founder, Acharya Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada save the whole world ki jai. Achi Labai.